On August 27th, Phil White of Spencer was climbing one of the Grand Tetons with two friends when they heard the roar.
My two buddies, Kevin and Dave, ran to the right. I ran to the left. And next thing I know, I was under the rocks.
When Kevin Nowak and Dave Williamson found their friend, they couldn't believe their eyes.
As the rocks piled up around my head, I was able to pull some of those off with my hand. But pretty much it was just maybe the top of my head and my hand sticking out.
Then Phil White looked down.
My feet and legs weren't pointing in the direction they should have been pointing.
The 54-year-old Spencer man suffered a compound fracture of the left femur, a compound fibula fracture, a broken ulna, a separated shoulder, and head lacerations. The tip of one finger was amputated. Phil White says he was lucky.
The surgeons are saying that I should make a complete recovery.
After being airlifted to a hospital in Idaho and weeks of rehab in Marshfield, White is back home and can't wait to get out again.
I definitely will be back outdoors and enjoying the outdoor activities, maybe a little closer to home here.
Phil White says he's promised his wife, Cheryl, that his mountain climbing days are over. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Mobrick for Wisconsin Public Radio News.